you can calmly absorb the news that Jazz Fest is again pushed back, this time to October, and you can accept it as a sign of the pandemic times. But then, something else might start working on you, your cravings, and all you can think about is Crawfish Monica, a Vaucresson Creole hot sausage po' boy, the cheese pulling apart in the crawfish bread, a praline stuffed beignet, a crawfish sack next to an oyster patty, next to crawfish beignets, or maybe some Jama Jama with chicken on the stick. And then you feel a pang of despair from somewhere deep in your very being. Ah, but this year, once more, there is hope for you. More than any other music festival, the food at Jazz Fest is an entwined part of the experience. Local food vendors return year after year, almost always serving the same time-tested dishes and creating a framework for the relationships and rituals that New Orleans people build around them. Well, these traditions are still within reach. The vendors are still out there, at their restaurants, at pop-ups and collaborative events. You can find a link to my story with details on how to find dozens of Jazz Fest food vendors this year on WWNO.org. And we've already seen what's possible. Last spring, from the depths of the coronavirus crisis, people embraced the idea of festing in place. They dressed for the fest, they cranked the radio broadcast of past fest sets, and many got after their favorite Jazz Fest dishes, foraged direct from local makers who needed their support more than ever. It was a triumph of the New Orleans determination to wring goodness from hard times. Well, here we are again. The times are getting better, but with Jazz Fest still off the table, we know we can always count on New Orleans food to draw us together. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
I know darn well we can work it out.